One of the more interesting things, as we're speaking a little bit about a Hakdama to the world of Torah Shebaal Peh and Mishnah, etc., working off of the Rambam's Hakdama to Mishnah. So we've spoken a lot about conversations relating to Torah Shebaal Peh, Gemara, how exactly that works. And our plan now is to be able to speak a little bit about Nevuah. The Rambam in his Hakdama to Peirush HaMishnah has a fairly long aside where he talks about the nature of Nevuah, how we know if what a Navi is saying is really accurate or not, how do we know if it's going to be true or not true, who's a real Navi, who's not a real Navi. A lot of our Mesorah, a lot of our relationship to Torah is predicated on the notion of Nevuah, on the one hand. Moshe, as the Rambam writes in his Hakdama here, Daki kol mitzvah shenatzakas baruch lo Moshe Rabbeinu, nisnelo bepeirusha. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu, that's how we got Torah. We got Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. We got the Torah of the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. We know that there are Torahs that come, as far as the details of so many mitzvos, the Kolam and the Pratim, from the beginning of Parsh Behar, we know it to be the case, Koloseo, Pratoseo, there's a lot that's given over, Dafka at Har Sinai, and so much of our religion is predicated on the authenticity of Nevuah. Now the fact that the Kuzari will speak about Matan Torah itself was done in front of everyone is definitely very important, but the role of a Navi is very significant. The role of a Navi in Halacha is more complicated, because Lo Bashamayim Hi, the Gemara tells us in Meseches Bav Metzia, we don't rely on Nevi'im and the like as much in the world of Halacha, and we got to figure out exactly when we do and the precise role of the Navi. What I want to speak about today, just to understand, we'll probably have, I think, two or three weeks on Nevuah, is a very, very basic and fundamental question, which is essentially the question as to how prophecy works. What does it mean that there's Nevuah? What exactly happens? What do we understand about ideas surrounding Nevuah? There's a lot to talk about. This is, again, a very, very fundamental topic in Machshava. It happens to be in my understanding, at least from what I'm familiar with, it's definitely something which is spoken about much more in the thought of Rishonim than in the thought of Achronim. You speak about a lot of contemporary Machshava, so they speak less about the world of Machshava, about the world of Nevuah, because there really isn't Nevuah nowadays as much, at least that's the assumption that many would work off of. And therefore, in times of the Rishonim, though, while there was no Nevuah then, they spent a lot of time struggling with this, and we're going to focus on two Mahalchem, one of the Rambam and one of the Kuzari, in terms of how Nevuah itself works. I'm going to start by talking about the Kuzari and the Rambam. This is going to be very, very Yesodistic. This is very Yesodistic. And we'll speak hopefully at the end about some contemporary implications of some of this. But let's note like this. Pura Levi and the Kuzari. So the Kuzari, this is just important to know, both the Kuzari as well as like Mor Nevuchim and the Rambam, those are farm that are written in Arabic, which means that we are primarily working off of translations. Pura Levi is one of the great, great Rishonim. The way he structured the Kuzari, for those of us that are less familiar with it, we learned it in Shir a bunch of years ago, but for those of us that are less familiar with it, it's really a conversation. It's a conversation primarily between the Melech, the king, and the Chaver. And the Chaver is the Jewish person who's coming and explaining fundamentals of Judaism. It's more of a dialogue in the book. You're reading a conversation rather than most Sfarim that we're familiar with, in which it's one person sort of presenting his ideas and seeing how things go. The Kuzari, his take on Nevuah relates to many of the core ideas that he believes to be so critical for Yahadus. So let's start like this. The Kuzari and Nevuah, I'll give you some of the nafkaminas first, and it'll help us understand things. Kuzari understands that Nevuah is limited to very specific contexts and to very specific people. The Kuzari writes, as an example, of Levi in source number 3, Beis, Yud Gimel, to Yud Daled, that the only time there can ever be Nevuah is in Eretz Yisrael or outside of Eretz Yisrael, then it has to be about Eretz Yisrael. So Avram can get Nevuah in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. Oh, he's in Chutz La'aretz. No, but Lech Lecha, that it can be a tzivoy that has to do with going to Eretz Yisrael. And some of the Nevuahs that are going to occur in the end of Sefer Bereishis and the like relate to things that are taking place geared towards Eretz Yisrael. Number one, we're limited to Eretz Yisrael. Yehuda Levi also understands that Nevuah is something which is limited to Jews. Only really Jews can be zocha to have to receive prophecy. Now, obviously, he's going to have to contend with what about Bilam and what about some other people that seem to have been Nevi'im, even though they were not Jewish. But his starting point really is that only Jews are really able to be Nevi'im, and no one else. Certainly, from the time of Yaakov Avinu, you know, and downwards, it's going to be something which is very much limited to Jewish people. Akdekach, that Rabbi Yehuda Levi happens to believe that, you know, it could be that Gerim may not be. I just have to double check, but I think he assumes that Gerim may not be able to. He understands that Klal Yisrael are so elevated and so special that it could be, in a certain sense, that Gerim don't have the ability to that for sure. He holds to become full Jews, and that may, or because they're full Jews, to reach that same Madrega, and therefore they would not be able to. May not be able to become prophets. Now, what does it have to do with Nevuah, etc.? So the background is as follows. Rabbi Levi is the Rishon that is most often associated with the belief that the Jewish people are fundamentally better than everyone else. That Jews are more elevated, Jews are more chashiv than other people. That if there are different levels of creation, so we aren't on the same level as other people. We are Jews, or a level above. At least that's the way that it's often said over. I should note that both with Rabbi Levi and the Rambam, there's a lot of ambiguity and a lot of machloksim amongst the later scholars and the like, what they hold. So we're presenting models that I think make sense, and I hope it is at least doing them some justice. For Rabbi Levi, it works as follows. What makes us different? What makes us unique? So he understands that in the time of Adam HaRishon, when Adam was initially created, he is created with the different ways of exactly formulating this, an Inyan Eloki or a Dvar Eloki, a certain kind of elevated form of existence, which manifests itself in terms of their relationship, the capacity they have for a relationship with Ribono Shel Olam. Adam was created higher Madrega, a very, very high Madrega. It's created by the Ribono Shel Olam himself. Amongst Adam's children, so what's going to happen is as follows, says Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. In Adam's children, it's going to go all the way down to Yaakov Avinu. So there were individual people that got this, they inherited this Dvar Eloki, this Inyan Eloki, this higher level that they were Zocha to have. And there were some people that didn't get it. So Avram had it, Shem and Aver had it, Terach didn't have it. Sometimes, as Rabbi Levi, you could skip a generation. Like sometimes you have this phenomenon, some of you know this, where you have a grandchild that's much more similar to the grandfather than they are to the actual father. So certain traits sometimes, like skip a generation a little bit. They say it's true with like being handy sometimes, they say that. In my family, we're still waiting for that trait to kick in. But there's there is something, says Rabbi Levi, Jews are special, Jews are elevated, Jews are more connected, and that's something which got passed down all the way. Finally come to Avram. With Avram, so it gets passed on to Yitzchak, but not Yishmael. Yitzchak, Yaakov, but not Esav. Finally, what happens is as follows. Until that point, there were some people who were worthy of it, and some people who were not worthy. Parshas Vayechi, Yaakov is sitting there, and Yaakov is there, and Mitaso Shlema. Yaakov is there, and all his kids are locked in. From that point in time, that is the establishment for Klal Yisrael of a permanent kind of Dvar Eloki, a permanent kind of Inyan Eloki, more or less, which means that Jews are going to be born into this. Jews are going to be at a much higher Madrega. That's why Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, as an example, is going to be accused, in a certain sense, of being a racist. Not racist as far as the color of one's skin, but non-Jews are just like, they're nowhere near where Jews are really at. Jews are elevated, Jews are much more chashav, etc. Now, this is going to lead to a very powerful question, which is the follow-up, which is not on the sheet, when the Melech says to the Chaver, in the Sefer Kuzari, but I don't get it. This is a question that many of us get. I guess I woke up a little bit. That this is a message says the Melech, well, I don't really get it. If Klal Yisrael is considered to be more chashuv, if Klal Yisrael is so much greater, so like you have to contend with reality. When you look through Chumash, we don't seem to always be so great. Chet HaEgel is like a serious mess up. And at some point, you're going to have to contend with an additional question. We are a nation that has been persecuted. We are a nation that has been treated terribly for a very long time. And if you're looking around, so much as on the one hand there's this like narrative of Jews control the world, there's also always this narrative of Jews are the lowest people and you have to figure out. So Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, it's a very, very powerful model. Klal Yisrael is more elevated. that is a place which is enodomet to anything else. A similar idea, Rehuda Levi happens to believe, this is a major point of emphasis in Sefer Kuzari, this is sort of like our introduction to Kuzari, has to do with Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a fundamentally different kind of place. It's inherently kadosh in a way in which other places are not. The Shechina, it is mugdar al pi halacha as being lifnei Hashem. It is where the Ribbono Shel Olam's presence is most intense and where it is most pronounced. Tamid einei Hashem elokecha ba. The Ribbono Shel Olam is always focused on Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael for Yehuda Levi is what it's all about. What it's all about. Being in Chutz La'aretz is super b'diavet, and Yehuda Levi, Eretz Yisrael, that's the scene. And it's inherently kadosh. That's the background for understanding Rabbi Yehuda Levi when it comes to Nevuah. That's the background. How does he understand what exactly works, what's going on with Nevuah? So he suggests Nevuah is, this is the standard approach, it's Ribbono Shel Olam choosing to communicate with certain people who are worthy and deserving of it. It's a choice Ribbono Shel Olam makes. It's not a natural thing. You don't for sure get it. It's something which Ribbono Shel Olam gives a person who is at a certain level. But to be at that level, so there are certain things I have to do to be zocha to acquire that, to get that message. Number one, I have to be Jewish. I have to have that inyan eloki or devar eloki. Only those people are ro'oi to really be able to get this gift. For Ribbono Shel Olam, again, it's a little bit more nuanced than this in the Kuzari, but I think this works as a helpful understanding. The Ribbono Shel Olam is going to give it to a person who is pre-programmed for that inyan or devar eloki, that connection to Ribbono Shel Olam. It's only going to happen in Eretz Yisrael, because only in Eretz Yisrael is a fertile enough ground for being able to have that close connection to Ribbono Shel Olam called Nevuah. So Hashem, Nevuah in many ways, is a gift from Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a gift that you get if you are worthy of it. It's a gift that you get in very specific circumstances. It's a question if Hashem wants to give it to you, so Hashem's going to give it to you. If Hashem doesn't want to give it to you, it's not going to happen. You won't be zocheh to that gift. Will it be direct from Hashem? Will it be through intermediaries? So those are differences between Moshe Rabbeinu and other Nevi'im. Sometimes it's going to be more direct. Sometimes it's going to be more secondary through Malachim or through Shlichim. But it's very set and very formal. You have to be a certain madrega to be able to get it. For Yehuda Levi, which is a wild idea, there are certain people, at birth it was determined, they will never be able to be Nevi'im. At birth, they are mufka from ever being a Navi. There are some things that they can't do, it doesn't matter. They can become the biggest tzaddik in the world. If you're not born into it, and you're not in Eretz Yisrael, it's not a bad Eretz Yisrael, it's just not happening. Requires a certain madrega. For Rabbi Yehuda Levi, I'll just say one kind of an implication. So it could be, for Rabbi Yehuda Levi, again, it's Klal Yisrael, that, number one, it could be that what the Bizman Hazeh question is going to be an important question. It could be Bizman Hazeh, so we aren't on that same madrega, but Rabbi Bronstein, Shlita, wrote an article about Rav Kook and Nevuah, when he's like, why you to go things. One thing he points out is that with the return to Eretz Yisrael, I mean, we'll speak about this next week a little bit, because we go to Rav Kook and Nevuah, with the return to Eretz Yisrael, so you had figures that were trying to like get themselves to be back on this madrega. I'm a Jew, I'm an Eretz Yisrael, and with that return, maybe we can get back to this madrega where Hashem's going to give me the Nazir. Rav David Cohn writes that he was trying to do this a little bit. He was trying to get back with a certain kind of... you know, which again is a wild idea. We'll get more wild in a little bit, but that's one kind of a very important idea as far as the return to Eretz Yisrael. That's the model of the Kuzari. Nevuah is limited to Jews. What about Bilam? Got to figure that out. Nevuah is limited to Eretz Yisrael. What about Bilam outside Eretz Yisrael? Well, that was a bad Eretz Yisrael. That's a general model to be on a high madrega of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. It's like we're in Moshe Va, I guess. It's like Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael with Torah Yisrael. That is the segula. There's a segula for Nevuah, and I guess if you're hanging out in I.O., but it's a bad Eretz Yisrael, then it counts also. And what else would be going on there? There is a... no, that's not right. Even...
I missed that joke.
Okay, no problem. It's okay. It wasn't that funny. There is a... I'm not even sure it was even together a joke.
I just only when we returned. Didn't Jews
leave? Yeah. I'm saying, but the engine... Well, so that piece we'll speak about hopefully next week with the Kirkby, just what happens with the return. For the Rambam, it's a very, very different model. For the Rambam, the model is one that is so different. It's so different. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, if you look in source number 4, so the Rambam writes a ton about Nevuah. So many of the Yigamu Ikarim relate to Nevuah. So much of Mor Nevuchim relates to Nevuah. So much of Halachos Sugya Torah relates to Nevuah. Hagdama and Perusha Mishnah, which doesn't have much shaychus to Nevuah, he's still bringing in Nevuah. So Rambam writes as follows, and this is a very, very different and very wild idea. Source number four. Deos bnei adam b'nevuah k'deosayim b'kedem sa'olam v'chidusho. There's around a lot of different opinions as to how Nevuah works. I'll share with you three. One is das hamon hapsam, what the simple people think. And you have some, me'anshei torasenu, you have some who are from our world who think this also. And they understand, this is a Kuzari type model. V'hush Hashem Yisbarach givchar misha yirtzit mi b'nei adam. V'yishra bo ha'nevuah v'yishalcheyu. Because Baruch Hu picks who he wants to give Nevuah to and gives it to him. Doesn't matter if the person is a very high madrega or very low madrega. That there's certain people that Ribbono Shel Olam picks to give it to. In the Kuzari, he would say those are people that have a Devar Eloki, an Inyan Eloki. These are people that are elevated, have a certain kind of higher level of existence. Okay. The second approach is prophecy. This is how the philosophers understand it. Shanevuah Shleimus Ada Echad B'teva Ha'adam. It's a wild idea. Nevuah is a natural phenomenon. If you elevate yourself to a certain madrega, it's not Hashem deciding to give you Nevuah. If you reach a certain level, you will automatically get a certain kind of divine inspiration. If a person perfects themselves to a certain madrega, it's shleimus echad, when you become great. So ha-shleimus hu l'yagia l'ish b'bnei adam, ela achar limud yotzi masha b'koach ha-min l'fo'al. When a person elevates themselves to really be at this highest madrega, automatically, if you connect enough, I'm thinking enough about Ribbono Shel Olam, automatically I will be zocha for a certain kind of prophetic experience. When I connect to the active intellect, I believe is how you would say it, when you connect to certain sort of higher madrigas, I'm thinking about Torah all the time, I'm elevating myself like crazy, I'm automatically going to become a Navi. According to this model, the philosopher, says the Rambam, within this approach, if you are deserving of becoming a Navi, you will become a Navi no matter what. And if you are not deserving to become a Navi, there is nothing that you could do to become one. It's all about you working on yourself, you elevating yourself, to become the kind of person who is allowed, who is zocha, to get a certain kind of prophecy. What do we believe, says the Rambam? So there's a lot of confusion and debate. But the Rambam says like this. We buy into the philosopher model. We buy that any person that wants can come along and become a Navi. Anyone can become a Navi, so says the Rambam. If you elevate yourself, you can become it. The only difference between us and the philosophers is the following. If you are ra'i for it, Hashem may still choose not to give it to you. But that's a miraculous event. The miracle is not the nevuah. The miracle is that if you build yourself up to become worthy, I'm thinking about Hashem all the time, the miracle is that sometimes Hashem will not let you become a Navi. But automatically, if I'm thinking about Hashem so much, I'm connecting to upper ideas, automatically I should get a higher level of insight, a higher level of awareness. I should be zocha to get certain kinds of information. Automatically, so says the Rambam. People who, it's a natural phenomenon. People who work on themselves and develop, it's like one way of saying it is a mashal, this is not precise, but it's like, I think the Baal Shem said, Chazal said there's a bas kol that's Yotzi Mehar Choriv every day. There's a bas kol that's always out there saying Shuvu Banim Shovim. Is that how it goes? There's a bas kol that's going out that's always telling us that we should return to Ribbono Shel Olam. But many of us don't experience this. Sometimes there's a message that's out there, but if you're not tuned in, you're not going to be able to hear it. It's like, as an example, the radio waves. On some level, there are things that are out there, but only, I don't know if it's true, like, as far as how radio works, but to me it works like this. Only when you turn it on to the right station, suddenly then am I actually able to hear, but it's always being given over. You have to be at a certain place to be able to mekabel it. That's what Nevuah in many ways is like for the Rambam. I mean, to get to a certain madrega, when I'm at that madrega, you're going to be tapped in, you're going to hear it. So sometimes there are miraculous events, but you're not going to be able to reach that madrega. That's why the Rambam understands, as just an example, Bilam and his donkey, let's say, how could a donkey be worthy of getting a certain like vision? He couldn't be. That's why it never really happened, the Rambam understands. It's all a vision that Bilam is having, but the donkey itself never saw it. It can't be that would really ever happen. Because of this, the Rambam does some things that are very interesting. The Baba Trebi pointed out some of this, as do some a variety of other Achronim. For the Rambam, the Rambam never writes that Nevuah is limited to Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam never writes that there's no nevuah bizman hazad, that the Gemara in Sota says so. The Rambam never writes that that's true. The Rambam never writes those things. The Rambam never writes that nevuah is limited to Jews. The Rambam is pretty clear that nevuah can take place with non-Jews also. The Rambam writes in source number 7 in the Geras Teiman, the Rambam writes that a person is a Navi. If you want to assess the accuracy of a person's nevuah, don't look at their lineage, look at the substance of what they say. Any person that wants can really become a Navi. Just all you have to do is reach that those madregas. So why do Chazal say that nevuah is only in Eretz Yisrael? And why are there some indications nevuah is spread more by Jews than by others? Because the Rambam understands those are things that may make it easier to reach that madrega. If you want to reach those madregas, how am I going to reach those madregas? I'm going to reach it by being in Eretz Yisrael is a place which is more conducive for you reaching a higher level madrega. Keeping Torah u'mitzvos, those are ways of helping elevate us to be people who are going to be zocha to get a certain kind of nevuah. But could someone get it who's not a Jew? Theoretically, for sure. Could someone get it in Chutz La'aretz? No reason why not. Meaning, why would Avraham have been zocha to get nevuah outside of Eretz Yisrael? So it could be, not because it's about Eretz Yisrael, but because Avraham was at a certain madrega, in which he was so elevated that he was able to tap into that almost like constant void, able to tap into those ideas wherever it was that he happens to have been, wherever he was located, that Avram could have reached that madrega. Now, if you want to get a little bit wild just for a second, it says nafkaminas as to whether the Baba Trebi could have been a prophet also. A big Yale student wrote an article a bunch of years ago called Nefuah Bizman Hazeh, where he opens up by pointing out that there was a group of, like, I'm guessing heavily Meshichas Chabadnikim, I think, who argued that the Rebbe was essentially a Navi, and therefore, it's like, well, if he's a Navi, there's a lot of talk about it. Because if I don't follow the words of a Navi, then I'm violating some serious Yisurim. So could the Rebbe have really been a Navi or not? So, it's an important question. It's the same question with the Nazir. You do have figures historically sometimes, post the time that we typically assume to be Nevuah, to be the time of Nevuah, that seem to be on Madrega sometimes, where you have debates whether those people thought that they had reached certain levels of prophecy. So as far as questions like, could the Babich Rebbe have been a Navi? So let's just analyze it for a second. I say this as a model to talk about whether the Babich Rebbe himself, I'm not taking sides on, I'll take sides that I'm not a Mashiach Chabadnik, I don't think that's okay, but I'm not taking sides on anything else. But what I would point out, just as far as when you think about the issues, from a Kuzari person, so the fact that he's in Chutz La'aretz his whole life is very, very significant. Unless you argue that all of his nevuahs or all of his things really related to Eretz Yisrael. It could be that there was not a Jew who was focused more in his Torah and public pronouncements on the return of Jews eventually towards Geula and Mashiach than the Lubavitch Rebbe. Is that called Avor Eretz Yisrael? I think undoubtedly it probably is. From a Rambam person, so then I'm going to be much more likely to suggest that those things are not, again, if you're a Chabadnik, this is easier to swallow, but certain people are on the Madrega where they could do it even outside of Eretz Yisrael. There's certain people that could reach a certain level. So again, I don't mean this because we're talking about whether the Lubavitch Rebbe was or wasn't right now. I'm talking about that as an idea. As far as could people, Bizman Hazeh, reach a certain Madrega where they are like Nevi'im, that's going to be certain really, really elevated people. That's going to be something which is very, very important. I want to just talk about a third idea briefly. Let's see what time. Yeah, I want to talk about a third idea briefly, but let me first chazer what we spoke about. A lot of Nevuah, when we're talking about Hakdamah Torah Shabbat Pass, we spoke for a bunch of weeks about how Gemara works. We spoke for a lot of weeks about why Gemara is challenging and why we need Torah Shabbat Pad and the Maharal and Rav Hirsch and in Rav Lichtenstein and Rav Shigar and in the Schasemis and Rav Tzadok. I think we did that. That's not a bad overview of people as far as the role of Torah Shabbat Pad and why Gemara is the way that Gemara is. But part of what we have to understand is the role of Nevuah. A lot of our religion and Halacha is predicated on Nevuah. The details of Halacha is given over through Nevuah, and this will be a point we'll speak about after Rav Cook. A lot of the machloksim that we have, as the Rambam points out in his Hagdama, start beginning to exist more when Nevuah stops, or certain things that were not revealed through Nevuah, that's where we get certain kinds of questions. We spoke about this a couple of weeks ago, that in the time of the Navi, so I just go to a Navi, tells me what to do, and I know what to do. But suddenly now, so we have understanding Nevuah, how Nevuah works, and understanding then, in light of that, how Nevuah works in its relationship to Torah, so that'll hopefully be a little bit next week. But as far as today, we spoke about the Kuzari, and we'll talk about a third piece in a second, which is very important. But in the thought of the Kuzari, the Vuvuzela is something which certain people are zocha to. It's a gift from Ribbono Shel Olam, but in order to get there, I have to be a certain madrega. I got to be a Jew. Can't be a ger, can't be a non-Jew. I have to be inside Eretz Yisrael. Could be that Bizman Hazeh, it's an impossibility because we're no longer on that madrega. That's what Yiris Hadoros is, until eventually maybe we'll be zocha for a certain kind of return. For the Rambam, that's not true. For the Rambam, Nevuah Bizman Hazeh is much more possible. For the Rambam, Nevuah can take place with non-Jews. For Nevuah, it's something which exists. If you look at it as an example, I should really just, let me just read this for a second. If you look in source number 5, Rambam in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, paragraph 9, Aleph, it gives a good indication of something which in many ways, if you know the Rambam Shita and you read the Rambam, you'll pick up on other things. So Rambam writes here, Miyisodei Hadas Leida Shakel Menaves Bnei Adam, which Baruch Hu communicates with people. Ve'ein Hanavua Chala El Al Chacham Gadol B'Chachma Gibor B'Midosav Vol Yitzom Is Gaber La B'Devar Ve'Olam. These Tanayim mentioned the Gemara Nedarim of who can be a Navi. So for the Rambam, these Tanayim, they make sense. They're about who is right to become a Navi. I have to be a Chacham Gadol in order to become a Navi. Hu Baldei Rechava Nechona Ad Me'od Adam Shum Emula B'Cholam Midos Shalim B'Gufo. You have to be a person who's really very, very elevated. What happens when you're there? Let's keep on reading a little bit. You're not around people that much. You're a little bit separate because other people are talking about ridiculous things. I want to talk about higher level things. How am I going to become a Navi by just hanging out with people that are talking about pop culture all day? I got to be a little bit separate, says the Rambam, to really reach that madrega. Umizari's nafsho, umelame nafsho, shelo tielo machshava klal be'echa midvar betelim. To be a Navi, I'm an elevated chacham who's not thinking about anything that's a waste of time. Eladaito pinuya tamid lemala kshura tachas akise. I'm always thinking about Ribono Shel Olam. I'm always open to thinking about Hashem. Lahavim b'osu atzurat hakadosh atahoros umistakel b'chachmaso shogash baruch hu. I'm always thinking about Hashem. Then what happens? Miyad Ruach HaKodesh Shora Alav. When you get there, automatically Ruach HaKodesh will be Shora on you. So it could be sometimes there'll be a miracle and it won't be. But says the Rambam, I mean, you reach a certain madrega, I'm thinking about Hashem all the time, Ruach HaKodesh will automatically come on you. That's different than for the Kuzari, where Hashem's going to decide sometimes, you're worthy of it, you want to give it to, you I don't want to give it to, I'm going to give it to this person, not that person. That's something, again, which is a very different mahalas. When it comes to the Rambam. Okay. So the Rambam writes more Nevuchim and Beis Lamed Vav. That's why Nevuah Bizman Hazeh, because we aren't on that exact same madriga. The question to ask a little bit is as follows, and here you get something which is which the Ramban in Baba Basra is very famous for. The Ramban in Baba Basra understands, Rav Tzadok talks about this Ramban all the time. The Gemara in Daf Yud Beis in Baba Basra that we're familiar with, Chacham Adif Minavi. Chacham Adif Minavi, what exactly makes the Chacham unique? So this is a very important Ramban, and it's one that is, let me get it. He understands as follows, that he understands, and this is again in light of the Rambam and the Kuzari, this line is important. This is a very famous Das Torah Marmakom. You want to speak about Chachamim being better and not just smarter or things like that. So, Hachika Amar, Afal Pi Shenitla Nevuah Mina Chachamim. What does that mean, that Nevuah was taken away from the Chachamim, the Gemara says there? It means it was taken away Shehu Amar V'Achazon. That Bizman Hazeh, we no longer are Zocha to high-level visions. But, Nevuah Sachachamim Shebederech Chachma Lo Nitla Ela Yodim HaEmes Beruach HaKodesh Shebekirban. The Ramban understands, and this is going to be an important idea, that Bizman Hazeh, so on the one hand, this is where you get a little bit of a split, although he means slightly different things. Bizman Hazeh, it could be that Nevuah, when we say Nevuah was taken away, we mean the Nevuah of visions people don't get. But is there a Nevuah that comes derech Chachma? Is there a Nevuah that comes through cultivating a person's intellect, and then there's Zocha to understand things in a much deeper way, in a certain kind of Ruach Kodesh? That's something which is still possible, Bizman Hazeh. And for the Rambam, that's undoubtedly true. All Nevuah for him comes al derech Chachma, and that may still theoretically be possible. Now, this for the Ramban, it is true. For the Ramban, there is a Nevuah that takes place, Bizman Hazeh, but it's not the Nevuah of seeing visions. It's a certain Nevuah, an insight, that comes from reaching very high madrigas, and now I have a bit more clarity. The goal of Shir today was to give us a very famous machlokes in Rambam and Rabbi Levi about the nature of Nevuah and how Nevuah works. It's a gift from Hashem, limited to Jews, etc. Or it's more something which is you earn being a Navi. And if I earn being a Navi, I'm going to be a Navi, other than barring some extreme case where someone decides not to give it to me. Where you're going to be a Navi, how you're going to be a Navi, those are all very, very important questions. This was a background. Next week, Be'ezra Hashem, we're going to speak about Nevuah from a Torah perspective, meaning what role does Nevuah play in learning? Do we count how much we care or don't care about them? Maybe 2 weeks, I'm not here next week. But that is...
2 weeks.
Why? What's 2 weeks? Okay. So we'll speak about this in a very long time from now. Nothing like giving the background, only to speak about it in 3 weeks. But hope everyone has a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.